This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Dhikr is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we think of the word dhikr, many a times we don't think of what this entails, what it includes. So salah is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Musa alayhi salatu wa salam went to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he went towards the fire, and there he met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah began by introducing himself. Innani ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimis salata li dhikri. Indeed, I am Allah. There is no being worthy of worship besides me. So worship me and establish the salah for my remembrance. Establish the salah for my remembrance. So salah is the pure form of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The recitation of the Quran in and of itself is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, it is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His own words. So the words that the Almighty spoke are by which we are remembering Him when we recite the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna adh-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Indeed, we sent down the dhikr and we will protect it. What is the dhikr here? It is the Quran in and of itself. So all of the ibadat were established for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. And when you finish your rites, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember Allah. When you finish Hajj, Arafah, Muzdalifah, all of this, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As your forefathers remembered him, or in a greater manner. So Hajj in and of itself is also for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is my point here? My point today is that our entire lives are for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why we find that when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that you do is to wash your face and to bow down for the remembrance of your Lord Almighty, your Maker, the one whom you will return to, the one whom you will answer for your life to, the one whom you will stand before one day, naked, uncircumcised, barefoot. You stand before your Maker, answering to Him, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Remember that day. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the message that we get when we say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Praise be to Allah, the one who brought us to life after having taken our lives away. When you go to sleep, your life is taken away. He gives you life once again. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ And to Him will be the resurrection. This mini resurrection that you go through every night when you go to sleep will one day happen in a major way. And on that day, you'll die. And you'll return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be resurrected to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So your sleep, your waking up, your establishing of the Fajr Salah is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As your day goes along, you establish the Dhuhr Salah. You become heedless, 10, 11, 12 o'clock. Now it's time for the Dhuhr Salah. As you become heedless again, close to the Fajr Salah, close to the Asr Salah, 3-4 hours have passed, you begin to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's time to remember Him again. And there's not one day in your life, not one day in your life when you are given a discount, you are given a holiday from that Salah. It is always to be established for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you return to Him. So we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, a sahabi radiyallahu anhu, he comes to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Inna shara'i al-islami qad kathurat alayya fadullani ala amalin atathabbatu alayhi. That the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are too many for me. There's too much. I don't know what to do now. There's so much to do that we've been commanded to do. So guide me to one thing that I can do that I will remain firm upon. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him one thing. لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. Leave your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as you go, your day-to-day tasks, and you go out of the home, you get to your business, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And do you know what is the amazing thing? As you get better and better at this, you start to say those which are slightly more complex. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdih. And as you say it, a tree is grown for you in Jannah. As you say, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I seek the forgiveness of Allah the Great. One sin is taken away from you. So they are actually effects of these words that you are saying. And not only that, you find all of a sudden your heart is at peace. Your heart is calm. Why? Because you remember the one who made you. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ The one who remembers Allah, his example, and the one who does not remember Allah is like that of a living and a dead person. You see, if you go about on the streets and you see the people walking alive, walking, talking, drinking, eating, doing whatever they do, and then you think of the people in their graves and how they are motionless, still, life has come to an end for them. It is over. The life of this world is over. Their example is like the example of one who remembers Allah and the one who does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you remember Allah, your heart comes alive. You begin to feel nur, light emanating from that heart. No matter what happens to you, problems, difficulties, someone comes, swears you, you say, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah, La ilaha illallah. You constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of us from this dhikr. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ O you who have believed, Don't let your families and your businesses distract you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever does that, whoever allows his family or his business, his wealth to distract him from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such a person is a loser. Such a person is a loser. You see, one of the highest or best places to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the marketplace. Why is it? Why is it so? It's a place where people are chasing the dunya. People are after the dollar, the pound, the gold and the silver. They're chasing it. They're after it. And here you are amid this sea of people that are chasing after the dunya. One voice, remembering Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Imagine your value with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels, how happy he becomes when he sees you remembering him. مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي. The one who remembers me within himself, I remember him within myself. وَمَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَأٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَأٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهِ. That if one remembers Allah in a gathering, I remember him in a gathering better than the one that he has remembered me in. So you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that beacon of light amongst the ocean of people who are heedless, chasing the dunya. And the beauty of that, the beauty of that is that when you chase ridallah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah throws the dunya at your feet. So that which they are chasing after, that which they are running after, trying to get by any means whatsoever, Allah throws it at your feet. Take it, it's yours. Take it because you remembered me. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Try this out. And your family, no matter how close they are to you, no matter how beloved that child is to you, you love the child with your entire heart and everything that it contains. Remember one thing. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more pristine. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the first position. You always prefer the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over everything else. You see what happens when that item or that person becomes so close to you that you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tests you from that direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you from your business, from your family, and all of a sudden you find difficulty. What is that? What is that? That's a reminder. You forgot me for these people, for this item. Come back to me. Come back to me. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a hadith Qudsi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it mentions, من تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا. The one who comes close to me a handspan, I come close to him half an arm's length. ومن تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت إليه باعا. And the one who comes close to me half an arm's length, I come close to him a full arm's length. ومن أتاني مشيا أتيته هرولة. And the one who comes to me walking, I come to him running. Allahu Akbar. Imagine you're going about your day-to-day tasks and your heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that as you walk towards that difficulty, that problem that you're about to tackle, Allah is moving towards you. Do you think you'll go wrong? Do you think that you will not have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, وَمَنْ أَتَانِي مَشْيَا أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَهُ. And the one who comes walking to me, I come running to him. Allahu Akbar. And the beauty of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when we run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have nowhere to run but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I were to tell you that there is a lion coming from this direction, then what you would do is say, you know what, I better run in the opposite direction because this thing is coming, it's going to get me. So you run in the opposite direction. You're walking through the night, you hear footsteps behind you. What do? You quicken your pace. You run away from that which you fear. But with Allah, where are you going to run? Where are you going to go? Except Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَافِرُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. So run to Allah. Run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fear His punishment. Run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will give you the ability to navigate your life in a beautiful manner. One last point before we end off. You know, many of us suffer from anxiety. We suffer from depression. We suffer from mental illnesses. We suffer from the worry of the future. What's going to happen to our children, to ourselves, etc. There is one answer. And there is a very simple answer for the believer.
أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ.
Behold, with the remembrance of Allah do the hearts find ease. They calm down. When you practice the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your anxiety calms down. Your nerves are at peace. You become happy with whatever happens. Now it doesn't matter because I am not in control. It is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal who is in control. I leave it to Him. Imagine the peace that you will find from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to remember Him in the manner that He wants us to remember Him. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.